This is KUT. With hundreds of thousands of customers, Austin Energy must rely on computer programs to filter through their customer database when they send out bills. KUT's Joy Diaz reports that, as perfectly as some of those systems are designed, there are a couple of recent instances in which Austin Energy's computer programs have had unintended consequences.
Joe Catherine Quinn has noticed that over the last couple of years, more people are coming into her office asking for help with their utility bills. Quinn is executive director for the nonprofit Caritas. She says it all started in 2012.
Austin Energy improved their technology around tracking debt.
The utility noticed it had many delinquent accounts and wanted to collect on them. It realized that some people were able to walk away from their debt and then were able to get new utility contracts, but now under their spouse's name or under another relative's name.
Now Austin Energy has the ability to connect all of those dots.
The program worked really well for the utility. It started collecting on debt that was years old. But Quinn noticed it was hurting some of Austin's poorest residents.
You know, and so Austin Energy has been sort of scrambling to figure out how do we assist the low-income community.
That, says Quinn, was an unintended consequence. Another unintended consequence stems from tweaking a computer program in 2012. When Austin Energy raised its rates, the city council created a plan that would, in theory, open up the city's utility assistance program to as many low-income residents as possible. The idea was to prompt a computer program to automatically enroll those customers who were also enrolled in any of seven government assistance programs, such as Medicaid, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also called SNAP, or the Children's Health Insurance Program, also called CHIP. Some of those programs serve low-income people, but as utility advocate Paul Robbins found out, not all of them do.
Some of those enrollees in Austin Energy are in very wealthy enclaves like Westlake Hills and Rollingwood and Lakeway.
A person can live in Rollingwood and own a million-dollar home and have a child with disabilities who receives medical assistance. That would prompt them to receive utility assistance from the city automatically. Robbins found hundreds of households receiving the assistance without having the financial need for it. Robert Kolick is an Austin Energy spokesperson.
Let me make it clear that there's no glitch here. There's nobody that we know of who doesn't qualify and is not eligible for the program who is receiving the program.
As Advocate Robbins found out, many people receiving the program didn't even know they were on such a list. And even if they asked to be removed, the computer program would automatically re-enroll them because they qualify. And only city council action can change that. Joy Diaz, KUT News.